Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guy. It's time for Gang Related Recap Show, TV review, whatever you want to call it, podcast, right here on Variety Radio Online on blogtalkradio.com. We do have a live show today. We do have a live show, so people, the chat room is open. So if you are listening on the web browser on blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online, if you scroll up to the top, you could sign in right there, and then scroll back to the bottom, and I think you can sign in through your Facebook or your Twitter, and then you can join the chat room. Alongside of me, I have Miss Jenny Fly. What's up, Jenny Fly?
What up?
Now, we are doing a Skype-to-Skype call, no video, because you told me, Mike, I look like crap. I cannot have you look at me.
Are you kidding me? I woke up like this. I look amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me tell you that I went through the drive-thru yesterday, and even the girl was like, you're so pretty. I was like, I'm going to tell Mike.
Was she hitting on you?
No, she was just really nice. She was being nice. I think she was like a teenager.
And then she thought you were a mom?
I don't know. Maybe. Whatever, hater. You're always talking shit about me, Mike. You're a hater.
So today's show is minus one person, Amy McCracken. Of course, she's like traveling because she's getting ready for San Diego Comic-Con, which is happening this week. So she's on a trip and she's on the road. And she was like, Mike, I can call in on my cell phone. I was like, girl. She's like, I know how you feel about that. And I'm like, you. She was like, yeah. I did a test, and it's not going to sound so good, and so I don't want to, like, you know, whatchamacallit. She didn't want to call in and, like, get dropped or any of that stuff. So she did text
me. Yeah, because you're a little crazy when it comes to stuff like that.
I am. I just want everything to sound, you know, that's why even before when we were doing this test, because you and I have never done a Skype-to-Skype show, because, you know, you're going to be here tomorrow to record some other podcasts. I am, because I wanted to make sure it sounds perfect.
He calls me out and he's like, turn that shit down. I'm like, dude, I just answered the phone. Calm
yeah,
the fuck
I can
down.
Hear the radio in the background. Put your headphones in. I can hear that. So right now I'm going to send out a tweet. I'm going to send out a tweet right now from Mike the Movie Guy. So I just sent that out. Jenny, if you want to retweet that. I do have Amy's. She did send me a text and wanted me to give her input since she couldn't be on the show and about what the show, what it meant to her and what she liked and what she didn't like. I do have some shout-outs to some people, but I'll do these shout-outs after when we get when we're wrapping up the show for people that have been retweeting and sharing and all that good stuff. So this episode aired last Thursday on Fox on July 17th. It was called Dia de Todos los Santos. Can you give me a translation?
Dia de todos los santos, it's a day of all saints, kind of.
Oh, okay. Maybe that explains the party they were having, maybe, or the reckoning of Javier.
Man, I think this is my favorite episode so far.
Now, let's hold on. This I got to give kudos. Apparently, it was directed by Christopher Messiano, and it was written by Mark Valadez. And you know what, Jenny, can we clap real quick? Let's give a clap right now. This episode was awesome!
Man, I was so crunk at the end. I was like, oh my God, can we just jump to Thursday already?
So let's talk about the ending. Screw it. We're going to jump into the big, big moment. I mean, the whole
I knew it. I knew my Javier wasn't a little punk. My man ain't no punk, bitch.
Hell to the no. You know, because you haven't been able to jump on a podcast, you know, on a gang related. You're always in the background yelling and screaming because you're always working.
And, I'm a hard worker.
Yes, you're a hard worker. And so we've been leading up to this, and every time Miguel from the Metas or anybody, you know, Javier really tries to be PC, you know.
He wants to keep the peace.
Right. And when you start, every time, it's funny, when you see people talk about Javier's family, he gets that look in his eye. And, man, there was a part when he's sitting across the table with Miguel in that little restaurant, and he starts telling them, like, the Metas own you. You're not going to let you go. We own your family. That look that Javier gives him.
You already know me. Throughout the whole scene, I was like, stab him in the face. Punch him. Jump over the table. Kill him. I was yelling. I'm sure my neighbors were like, this fucking bitch.
I know.
I was so crunk.
I told my wife, I was like, hun, something's about to happen. Because you just see that look. It was just so incredible. I can't remember the actor's name that plays Javier.
You know what? He's not even Hispanic at all.
No, he's not.
I never knew that.
I think he might be Middle Eastern, I think.
No, I think he's from New Zealand, maybe?
Really?
I don't know.
Dude, if that dude has an accent, I swear to God, I'm going to punch
I mean, you can tell he can't speak Spanish at all. His Spanish is really bad.
Right.
I mean, he does a good job, but what I'm saying is I really thought he was Hispanic this whole freaking time.
I've seen
him in what's the other movie that I love him in?
Training Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is just, oh, man, he was just, and that, oh, that look. And when he reaches over and grabs that knife and stabs Miguel in the eye, and then, I mean, that whole scene there was.
I love him.
Was great. What else? The music that was being played.
Yeah.
During that, I mean, it was just so good at the end. I had to watch it twice.
I think I'm going to watch it again today. He's my, Javier's my number one favorite, then Theo, then Daniel. No, sorry, Daniel's getting on my nerves.
Yeah,
I think just Javier and Theo are my favorites.
Yeah, those are my favorites. Those are my favorites. Because so we have Javier. It's obvious that he was not going to give up. And, he, you know, Theo was like, I'm ready. Like, I'm not bowing down.
Straight G. He's like, fuck that.
So he wasn't going to go down. And I think... Do you think that with Theo being like that, like, I'm not going to lay down, I'm not. Do you think that kind of pushed Javier a little bit to say, screw the mythos?
No, but I think maybe it just kind of shows you how, like, they are for real, like, they're for real about their family, they're real gangsters, not like Carlos. Carlos gets on my fucking nerves.
Oh, poor little Carlos.
Daniel, I don't even know, like, he's not made for that life.
Well, okay, let's so we covered Javier, that you and I would probably have to agree that was probably our favorite moment there.
Man, best ever. It kind of reminded me of that one time on, what is it called, The Walking Dead, when the sheriff, what's his name, Rick?
Rick.
Rick bit that guy. I was, like, so crunk. That's how crunk I got. I jumped out of my seat and started yelling. And I was like, woo!
Oh, dude, it was awesome, because I loved how Miguel was kind of talking him and telling him that he was soft, and, you know, they're just soft. And then, of course, Javier, after he's done killing the other guys, I mean, you can just see that look. And I even tweeted out, like, Javier's from the streets. Like, you can tell, like, don't let the suit fool you.
Yeah, and then that saying he said, do you know what the angels mean and stuff like that? Man, that whole thing was, that part there was so great. I'm going to watch it again today. I'm so crunk right now.
Yeah, don't stab anybody, okay?
Calm down. I am not a gangster.
No, you have two little knives in your car, and I don't.
Oh, wow.
Thing bad. You're gonna be like Javier.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm
sad about that life.
So another part of mine that was probably one of my favorites was freaking Theo stabbing Cesar Hidalgo.
Hell yeah, man.
Dude. Now, did you see that coming?
I did, because I was like, fuck that fool. Don't let him talk shit to you like that.
Yeah, dude. When he started messing with the little Carlos in the wheelchair.
Yeah, that was wrong. Even though Carlos gets on my nerves, that's just not right.
Yeah, he was definitely trying to punk him. And when Theo grabbed his shoulder, and the guy looked at him, and Theo kind of backed off. I was like, no. Theo's not going to go out like that. And then all of a sudden, he went all American me and just...
He was like, shink, shink. Real quick.
Dude, he was like, I think it was like 5 or 6 stabs within like 2 seconds. Like,
hell yeah.
And even Carlos was like, what the hell did you do? You know, and he's just like.
Fuck Carlos. That's Carlos' fault too. Keep your fucking mouth shut.
Yeah, you know, if he wouldn't have said it, it wouldn't have put Theo in that position. But, you know, it's obvious that Theo is not a punk bitch. I love Theo.
Me too. Javier and Theo are the best ones.
Yes, totally agree with you. Totally agree with you on that. Let's see. Let's talk about the bitch-assness. The bitch's assnesses.
Man, there's a lot of bitch assness going on.
Let's start off with Daniel. Now, Daniel...
Ryan, I love him. He's so hot.
Ryan in the beginning tells your little Daniel, and I know that you love Jay Hernandez.
I do. I love him.
You love him. And it's. I know that you're torn because you love him so much, but you hate seeing him be like this. But in the beginning of the episode, Ryan is like, yo, dude, I'm a brother. I know PSD. I know you're going through some shit. Come on. And he's like, how do you know? He's like, Sylvia came over to my house. Dude, and this is the first time we find out that actually Ryan, because we all knew that there was some kind of look in the beginning, like those little barbecues that Ryan would look at Sylvia and Sylvia would look at. We kind of knew something, but we never knew. But it's obvious now that Daniel says, I know you were with her first, but now I have her. And
yeah, he's trash.
But do you think, I mean, what makes you think that Daniel's acting like this towards Ryan? Because it's obvious.
It's because of he does have a post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right.
Because of what happened, he was tortured, which, yeah, I mean, shit, I would be scared shitless for the rest of my life if that happened to me. But I think he's just, first of all, like, how do you take your brother's girl? Like, if it was Ryan's girl first, you don't do that shit.
Right.
We don't know the whole story, but still, there's nothing that can justify that to me. So I already don't like him even more because of that.
Ooh.
Second, He is. He's when he beat up that guy the last episode, I was super pissed. I'm like, oh, now you want to be tough? Like, calm the fuck down. Go sit down and have a drink.
So do you think he's trying to just be strong with everybody? I mean,
I think he has little man syndrome.
Right. So yeah. So I think he's trying to prove a point.
Yeah. I'm like, no, dude, you're not tough. It's perfectly okay not to be tough. You know, like, hey, that's just not you. Like, be the good one and do good. Like, that's totally fine. You don't have to.
I think we have friends that have brothers and, you know, sisters that are like the smart ones and like the ones that are like, oh yeah, they're always fucking up. Those are the ones. But then there's always those ones in the family that are like, no, you're going to go to school. You're going to, you know, you're going to do this. So I don't see anything wrong with it.
I think he should be the one to try to get everyone to go on the good path. You know what I'm saying? That should be his job instead of trying to be, like, tough guy now all of a sudden. I'm like, calm down, dude.
And especially, I didn't understand why he was tripping on in the beginning, and I was like, oh, I was waiting because I knew that I'd seen a commercial when this series first started, and I remember telling Amy, I was like, dude, something's going to happen with Sylvia, and this is what's going to tear him apart.
And you know what? I don't like her either anymore. I'm like, she should not have gone to Ryan's house. She done fucked all kind of shit up.
Thank you.
I'm like, bitch, know your place. Stay home, fucking take care of Daniel. That's what you're supposed to do. Don't go telling his business to everybody. That's your man. You don't need to tell anybody anything.
Straight from a woman right there that carries two knives. So Daniel is in jail. He gets locked up because he takes his money because he wants to be hard. Chapel has it in for the Costa family. It's obvious.
Yo, but Chapel is a fucking dirty cop, too. They're all kind of like, something's going on. Chapel, the Asian...
Hold on. Do you really think that Chapel... Let's talk about Chapel. Do you really think that Chapel is a dirty cop? Or do you,
yes!
Or do you think he's the kind of guy that's like, in order to take out this scum off the streets, you have to do a little...
Yeah, but you can't do that. No, dude, that just makes you dishonest. Like,
okay, so do you think?
What's
the point? So when Chapel went over to Javier, and Javier was recording him, and Chapel didn't know, did you take that as a threat to Javier, or was Chapel trying to warn him? Like,
no, I take it as a threat. I think something's up with him.
Yeah, I was watching it, and when he was like saying it was a warning. I was like, Chapel, I like Chapel because he likes to get shit done, but I was like, yeah, you're in the wrong on this one, buddy.
You can't fight bad with being bad. Like, that's the whole point. You're supposed to be good to fight the evil. Like, he did push that guy out the window.
Oh, no. I said that. I mean, I think me and Amy said that in the very first, when we first saw it, I was like, did he push him out the window? It looked like he could have done it.
No, yeah, he did. I think something's up with that, and the Asian dude, too. Like, something's up with him.
Well, you know, I think everybody has a past.
Yep.
You know, and, you know, I mean, you got V with the brother and the Russian mob and that crap going on, and then you got Han. And it's obvious he did something, and his poor sister, you know, of course, got her head caved in for some reason that he feels terrible about.
Yep.
So I think, you know, and I think that's what you have to do. It's almost like, you know, like a almost like the Avengers. You know, sometimes you got to get some people that have some history. I mean, you don't want to get like four Daniels to help you take down crime. You need.
Yeah, but there's no way Daniel could take down any kind of crime.
he'd be like a second Robin. He's not even like close to being Batman.
Oh, God.
So what did you think about Daniel when he got locked up and then all of a sudden he starts tripping on Ryan and saying, first you took my dad. Now you want to take my life. You had Sylvia. I mean,
it's jealousy. He's jealous of Ryan.
So it's odd. And you know, when I said this last episode, and I don't, or was it two episodes? I don't know if you were here or you heard me say, and I threw this out there to Amy, because remember when Ryan was at the gravesite he was visiting his parents?
Yeah.
His dad? And Javier shows up in the rain and everything else.
Yep.
And then he was like, and Ryan said something about his fight and how he is. And he was like, that's what I noticed about you. And he's like, well, you should have met my mother. And he's like, oh, I know. And then Javier looks at the gravesite. I really think there's a chance, and I'm just throwing it out there, and I know the fans that are listening are probably like, you're stupid, Mike, no way. Do you think that Javier is Ryan's real dad?
You never know. I saw that too, and I kind of figured like something's gonna unravel later on.
Maybe that's why he's so
close to him.
Yeah, so close to him is because that's his son. That's, you know, that's why.
Yep.
Kind of torn. I don't know. I think something's up with that. So yeah.
And do we know how Ryan's dad died?
No, I don't think that. I don't think it said any. I don't think it's. I don't remember.
What about if Javier had something to do with that?
You know what? That's another thing. Any of the fans that are listening, and I know the GR addicts. Are listening to Gang Related Addicts. If you follow them on Twitter, GR Addicts. They are huge fans, supporters of the show. So any of y'all listening, if you know anything, but that would be interesting. That would be a whole – could you imagine if, like, Javier killed his dad and then Ryan would be, like, torn?
Well, Ryan shot up Carlos.
Yeah.
They're all fucked up. Like, they're all fucking nuts.
That is true.
And, like, you just got your, like, I guess half-brother or something kind of brother fucking shot at. And he's in a wheelchair now. Like, how do you live with yourself?
Yeah. And let's talk about your buddy, who I think is extremely hot, Jessica.
Oh, I don't like her.
You've never liked her.
No, because she's – how the fuck are you just going to go ahead and fucking tell that guy that you slept with Ryan?
Well, hold on, because it's her job.
It doesn't matter, though. She likes Ryan. She should at least confront him and try to get the truth out of him instead of, like, fucking shit up. Now, what's going to happen? Like, it's going to go bad.
Yeah, so you think that you would have respected Jess if she would have went to Ryan first and saying,
yes.
Hey, this is what, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yes.
Well, I knew something was up when and I think you were in the room last week when I said that a normal girl, and even you, if you would have pulled up on Ryan's house and saw some girl and he was hugging her at the doorstep, you would have got out of your car and said, hello.
Hey, babe, what up?
Exactly.
What the hell is this house?
But instead, Jess writes
down. Just kidding.
Yeah, whatever. So Jess writes the license plates, doesn't confront him. So it's kind of obvious that Jess is kind of like, she's got issues. She's got daddy issues. That's what Amy said. She's got daddy issues. You know, the dad left and was always working, couldn't trust her father. Now the first thing she does, instead of confronting Ryan, she writes down a license plate because she wants to investigate.
Yeah, she just fucked up on that part by telling that other dude, because that other dude's probably dirty as hell, too.
Oh, he's on a mission to find. And now that it's obvious, now that they pull the driver's license and see it's Sylvia, and then, of course, she's marrying Daniel Acosta. Oh, yeah. I mean, do you feel that Ryan's world is coming in?
Yeah, and I'm really upset about that because I do like Ryan.
Do you really?
Parts of me, yes. Parts of me, no.
Yeah, parts of you, like your vagina likes him. And then,
shut the hell up.
And then the other part. No, because you know what? I was a big fan of Ryan in the beginning, and then the stuff that he was pulling slowly. And that's what I like about this show, because, you know, you start off liking everybody, and then, you know, then when you watch an episode, you're like, man, why would you do that? You're supposed to be a good guy.
I like Ryan to the fact, like, he has good in him. I don't like that he has bad in him. I don't like that he, even though I don't like Carlos, I'm kind of upset that he got Carlos into a wheelchair just because, like, that's the family.
Right.
I'm also, even though Carlos is a fucking douchebag and I can't stand him, but still, you just don't do that. And then it's just going to mess up the whole, like, happy ending for me, I think.
it seems like it's coming down.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how Ryan is going to get out of this because, I mean, yeah, he's going to be in a tough situation. Well, you know what? I was very surprised at the beginning of the episode when, you know, the food truck blows up and is on fire and all the team runs down. Javier's there. How come none of the team saw Javier and Ryan staring at each other?
Yeah. I thought something was going to happen there. But you know what? I'm kind of like, what? Maybe Chapel knows something. I don't know why I'm starting to have a feeling like Chapel knows who he has on his team. I bet you if he's dirty, I'm pretty sure he has stuff on all four of on V, on Han, on Brian, on what's his name?
RZA.
RZA. I'm sure he has something on them.
So you think he put
this team together, right? That's what they've been saying. He put this team together. What if Chapel knows and he put this team together because he knew it would work for him?
That is true. I never thought about that.
I'm like, something's up. I'm like, I don't know. I just have the feeling if Chapel's dirty, something's up. Like,
so you definitely believe right now that Chapel believes that Ryan's the mole. Do you think he knows, like, I have a mole? Or do you think he knows Ryan is the mole and it's working out for me because, you know, I'm going to get him?
Shit's getting done. Yeah, shit's getting done. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because who was it that pinpointed the cop that Jess was talking to, the guy who's putting this whole thing together for Ryan, like trying to get Ryan.
Right.
That they pinpointed like where all the busts have been going down and nothing's been happening too much on the Angelicos.
Right.
I'm sure Chapel seems like he's a really smart man. I'm sure he knows what's going on. He can't be that dumb.
Well, I mean, if Chapel walked in the office, I would have been like, hey, what's those green dots there? And it's like, that's where your team's at. And it's all green misdemeanors, and then everybody else has been arrested.
Yeah, I think he has to know something. I don't think he's that dumb. But he's probably using it to his advantage because of something that's going on in him. I don't know. I could just be over here making up.
No, you got some good points there. You and I walk into IA Carter's office, and we'd be like, all red, green.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of obvious.
Man, that whole taco truck scene hurt my little heart. I love tacos. I was like, oh, my God, tacos are gone and the people are gone. That sucks.
So you were upset first that the tacos got and the people.
I was upset at everything. That kind of hurt my little heart. I was tacos.
I was very surprised because I was like, oh, this is a pretty cool opening. We're going to see.
Yeah, I was like, party time. I was like, woo, Mark Anthony was playing in the background. I was ready to salsa and everything. And all of a sudden.
Nope, the Mets come in and catch everything on fire and then shoot everybody.
I cannot stand that guy, Miguel, or whatever. I'm so glad. Is that his name, Miguel?
Yeah, Miguel. He's dead
I'm
now.
So glad he's gone.
He's pretty much. I mean, and that was a pretty dope scene. I mean, we go back to the end. I really loved Miguel facing Javier. That was a great scene. And then, of course, in the beginning where, you know, Chapel goes over there. I mean, that was cool and the recording cool. But when Javier comes up, I was even like, oh, shit, Javier's actually going to help the team. And then they sit down, and all of a sudden they're like, here's his paper. You can't be 100 feet from my client. And then, bam, the recording. And Javier just flips the script on Chapel.
Yeah, Javier's smart. He's not dumb.
Oh, dude, he's really, really smart. And sometimes I wonder, and I can't believe I'm going to say this because I like Chapel. Would you agree or disagree that it seems like Javier might be smarter than Chapel?
Javier's my boo. He's super smart.
I mean, if he didn't have the mole, Chapel would have no idea what Javier was doing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Chapel is dumb either, but I think he's dirty and there's this big secret going that's going to like just pop out of nowhere.
I mean, I'm wondering if Javier is the father of Ryan and Chapel knows this and there was some, well, man, can you imagine?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I just have a feeling that before he got his team, Chapel had to have done some extensive research on them.
You would think he would.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Anything in this episode that you did not like that you were like, come on?
Jess going to the house. Wait, was that last episode? That was last episode.
Yeah, that was last episode when she went over there.
Yeah, I was super pissed about that for last episode. This episode, I'm upset that they got Daniel in jail. Like, he just fucked up big time. He fucked that one up. Like, you're supposed to be the good dude. I cannot believe you just took that money.
Yeah, because I don't understand. Because you know what? If he's trying to grow balls, then go out in the streets of L.A. and start fighting and grow street cred.
This is just a bad timing.
But don't, timing. Like, you want street cred? I'm going to punch this guy in the suit in this nice restaurant. Oh, you know what? I'm going to get this $5 million and put it in my bank. Yeah, I'm hard. I'm going to talk crap to Ryan.
I'm straight gangsta.
Yeah, how come you didn't go tell your woman, like, quit going over to my boy's house?
Man, I cannot believe she went over there. I'm like, she fucked everything up. That's one of the main reasons everything's so fucked up right now, too. It's her.
It's because of her vagina. One of my things that my wife, you know Lisa, and for the fans, I can never get her to watch any of my shows because she thinks all my shows are dumb.
Does she like this one?
No, she does not. I was sitting on the couch. She's like, hey, you want some watermelon? And I was like, oh, yeah. Are you going to watch? She's like, no, I'm not watching this with you. And I'm like, okay, well, let me tell you what's going on. She's like, don't even tell me. I don't care. And I'm like, no. So there's Ryan and there's drug bust and then he's in it. And she's like, yeah, okay, whatever. And so then we start eating it. So she's eating and she's watching. And all of a sudden, the part where they go into the house where the Metas were doing, you know, torturing people.
Yeah.
And then Ryan rocks in and starts and he finds the cufflink of Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm like all into it. I'm like, oh, that's Ryan. I mean, that's Daniel's. And she's like, why is Ryan touching, messing up a crime scene? And I was like, because he's a gang task force. She's like, no, he shouldn't be messing with evidence. He's messing up the site. Because she watches another 48 or what is it? Just 48. What is that show?
Another 48 or so. I don't know. Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She watches all those real shows and everything else. So she was like, and I'm like, hun, but they're gang tests. She's like, it doesn't matter. He's messing up with crime scene. There's a dead body there. And I'm just like, hun. She's like, yeah, this show's dumb. I was like, like thanks, son. Thanks a lot.
I love Lisa. But I think they've been fucking up crime scenes forever. I'm like, they're just all kinds of crazy. All of them are all kinds of bad. When B shot that guy, was that last episode too?
Because she was covering. Because of the video. Now, do you think that was a big – that should have happened?
No, I think all of that is going to come back to haunt them later. Like, that white guy, I can't even think of his name, the one that Jess is, I guess, his partner or whatever, Jess's partner, the dude that's trying to get Ryan, he's going to have all of this come out later. Like, he's going to find everything out, I think.
Yeah, because do you remember him? Because you watched Sons of Anarchy, right? Didn't I get you to watch that? Remember the hot motorcycle guys?
No, I know Sons of Anarchy, but I think I watched it before you watched it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you remember Carter, the Eternal Ferris. You remember where he's from? He's from Sons of Anarchy.
Is he?
That same guy that's trying to get a case with Jess, he played the FBI agent. Remember, he was the agent
what
that...
What season?
Oh, I can't remember.
But I can't remember either,
but
man.
That's
I'm
the one that,
behind
that,
on that.
He was the one that was all in love with Tara, and then Tara was like, I have this...
Oh, yeah!
And Jax goes over there and shoots him. The same guy. That's why Amy and I can't stand him, because we hated him in Sons of Anarchy, and we hate him here, but... We think he's an incredible actor because we hate him so much.
You're so dumb. Yeah, I think he's putting a little file together. Everything's going to come out later.
He's really onto it. I mean, that whole little chart on the wall, the green dots, that's going to be a big deal. And for him to show that to Jess and to Jess to go, okay, I'm going to give you a heads up. I'm sleeping with him.
I think she should have waited. That was a bad move on her part. She should have talked to Ryan first.
But it's obvious that that Carter was able to put some fairy dust on Jess, because now Jess is like, you know, it looks like she's willing to.
Yeah, I think Ryan's penis wasn't that great.
No, it wasn't. I don't think it was.
She did not protect her man. She was like, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya.
Even in the beginning, it was like, hey, you haven't been taking my calls. You know, what about tonight? She's like, nope, no thanks.
Yeah, she was straight like, nah, pass.
And Ryan was like, what? I have the Ryan penis. It didn't even work on her.
I don't think it did.
He should have stuck with Sylvia.
No, that's Daniel's boo now. I'm like, yeah, they need to stop passing that girl around. Like, calm down, dude.
Well, she's trouble.
She is trouble.
Maybe that's why they pass her around.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying. I think that's it for me. Anything else you want to add to the show?
No, just Javier is my boo.
Okay, so what did you watch the commercial for next week?
Yeah, it went by really fast, and I was like, oh, my God, I just can't. I need Thursday to get here. But I feel like this episode on Thursday is going to be amazing as well.
I have a feeling, because it's getting this was probably...
When is the season finale? Do we know?
You know what? I don't know how many episodes it is. I'm looking on the Wikipedia right here, and, of course, you never know how right or wrong this is. It looks like we're getting 13 episodes.
And we're on 9, right?
And we're on number 9. So we have 10, 11, 12, 13. What, we have, what, 1, 2, 3, 4? Four more episodes, because this week's after this week we'll have 3. So it's and then if you really look at it, it is getting intense.
It is.
Like, this one was a really good one. Like, normally I'm like, I want more action in the team and fighting, but this one was the first episode where I wasn't pissed off that I didn't get to see my girl V and Han. And I even like RZA. This is probably the first series movie I've ever liked him in, because I just don't like him in.
I love RZA. I love.
I know. I like him musically. But, you know, the Golden Arms and G.I. Joe 2 and...
Leave RZA alone. He's trying to come up on the acting game.
Yeah, well, that was... He needs to pick different... This role is, like, perfect for him. I like him in this. So, yeah, I think these next couple of ones are going to be... They're going to be crazy.
Matt, I think so, too.
So we'll see what happens. Don't forget, people that are listening, it airs on Fox on Thursday. So we got a new episode. I'm not even going to attempt to say what it's called. But Jenny will be able to tell me in English what it means. So that's going to be happening on Thursday. New episode. We'll have a new show, new podcast, new recap, TV review on Monday, which will be on Monday, the 28th of July.
Ooh, my birthday's this week.
Oh, there you go.
I'm turning 21. What?
Okay, Sylvia. I got some shout-outs going to people that who have been retweeting and sharing. Amy Ange 1617 on Twitter. Then Judy over at Meep Meep JL. And then Ange _ JJS. At Ohana 96. At Hosting My Sale. Big shout-outs to Scott Rosenbaum. He's like, involved in the show, dude. Oh, yeah. He's a big supporter, because, of course, it's your show. Also, big shout-outs to Manuel Rangel, 95. And, of course, I can't forget about gang-related addicts. You can find them on Twitter, at GRAddicts. They're always retweeting, showing support to the show. They're big time, and they always have Q&As with the cast and everything else. So that's really cool. So make sure you follow them. If you're a fan of gang-related, then you need to be following them on Twitter at GRAddicts. I think that's it for us. We're done with this recap. Jenny Fly, thank you very much for taking the time.
No problem.
And talking. If you want to check out Jenny on Twitter, Instagram, you can follow her at Jenny Fly. And she's got a blog called JennyFlyBlog.com. There you go. That's her.
Yep.
If you want to check me out on Instagram, Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy, that is me. You can check out my blog. I have a blog, iWatchMike.com. And, of course, big shout-outs to the VRO.com. That's where you go. You can find all the past recap shows for Gang Related, plus a bunch of other shows. So that's the mothership, the VRO.com. Make sure you follow them on Twitter, at the VRO. And then they have Variety Radio Online on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And, of course, you can always subscribe to the iTunes. All you got to do is go to iTunes and search iWatchMike. That's mine. And then you can search Variety Radio Online so you don't miss a podcast ever, ever. But that's it. That is it. Everybody have a great week. Thanks for tuning in to this week's gang-related TV review. Jenny, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Everybody else, bye-bye.
Bye.
My heart keeps skipping a beat, you're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.